You're listening to the ABS show for rockandroll100fm.com. Looking for the truth, wherever that may lead.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the final podcast of 2017. I've already recorded this thing. I'm just going to discuss a few other things that I wanted to discuss. It's been a sort of okay year for me. There was some bad things about it. There was some good things about it. Right now is one of them bad times. I'm dealing with a problem with my foot. But other than that, I hope it's getting better. It's starting to look better. So we can just hope. And then we got the assholes next door, the right next door to hell, crap going on. This is the weekend, so we'll find out, and it's the New Year's weekend, so we'll find out tonight whether them crappers pull anything else. But if they do, the eye in the sky security camera will capture it, hopefully. This, by the time this goes up, this is the 30th, so, as I'm recording it, and I'm just, like I said, I'm just working on the beginning of it. I've already recorded it. I wanted to add another little thought about 2017. In July, the whole month, I was just listening to Coast just now, and I'm still listening to it. I got it on mute right now, for my PS3. I was listening to Coast in the background, and they're discussing UFO disclosure and all that stuff. July was an interesting month for us in the 2017, because the majority of the nights the sky was filled with something. Now, I'm not saying they're aliens. There was Kim Jong-un going on at that time. He was making all kinds of threats back then. It could have been our government. It could have been some other government. It could have been the Russian conspiracy that we're all hearing about. It could be a number of those things. I don't know. But there was things in the sky. My mother counted at least 8 of them. And they agitate me. Every time they're around, I get agitated. I can't tell you why. They agitate my nervous system. There was a few nights around Thanksgiving, I was agitated, and she told me, well, that thing was out in the sky again. And so, some reason that are, it just drives me insane. I don't know what it is about those things. They do something to my nervous system. They're triangular. They got lights on them. They go different, multicolor. Red, green, yellow, orange, whatever they are. I don't know if the green was there or not. I don't remember. On my camera, they just look like big, gigantic triangles. White triangles. Just thought that was interesting to start the podcast. Also, here we're going to go. And it's actually two or three parts. Because I tape some more stuff about Trump and about, overall, we had a good year. And I hope 2018 is a good year for America, because America is coming back again. So here we go to the last podcast, and this will appear exactly midnight, January 1st, 2018. Happy New Year. Okay, Happy New Year. And I first started doing my podcast in April. The first episode is marked April 14th, 2017, so in a few months now, I will be been doing this podcast for a full year. But we are now into the year 2018, and I am reviewing some of the stories that I discussed. Now, my very first podcast was more about the internet censorship and about Google and about other news outlets censoring people on the internet. News organizations shouldn't really be taking an opinion from the left or the right. Now, I know they do, and I know even
InfoWars sometimes seems like they're, but they're kind of libertarian. They gear towards the right, but I mean, really, news organizations, and I'm talking about these news sites, they shouldn't really be pendering either way. That's just my opinion. That's what I said in my first podcast, and I still to this day think that way. But I am recording this thing here at the end of the year, and it will be compiled, and I'm just going to go through my podcast and try to get the crux of the main issues that I discussed. One of the biggest ones, though, was internet censorship and how we got to stop it, and how about George Soros and all these people trying to shut up the internet because they don't want you knowing the truth out there. Now, I know there's a bunch of lies out there and there's a bunch of other stuff out there, but I mean, who are you to tell me that I can't read something and decide whether that's full of baloney or not? I mean, I've got a mind. I don't need you telling me what news is. I don't need nobody telling me what. I don't need CNN telling me what news is. I don't need Alex Jones telling me what news is. Normally, he just gets up and reports things. I assume the way it seems, because it always seems like his site's more right than the rest of these sites. And every once in a while, these broken clocks do get it right. NBC gets it right. I was reading a story this morning about the child pedophilia rings, and that's one of the stories that I'm going to discuss, and I'm hope if I remember it, by the time I'm through this podcast, I want to get to that subject. Because Giant Podesta and all of them, and his brother in particular, are creepy people. They have paintings of torturing children and stuff, and that wasn't just some pizza gate. That was real. They have emails bragging this crap off. I got a new name for him, and it's not politically correct, and it's not even decent. But this morning, or yesterday while I was cleaning up, I was thinking about how you could fit his name with pedo, and I called him Podesta. That's what he is. Him and his brother are sickos. And he was over Hillary Rodham Clinton's campaign. This pedophile that has paintings of tortured children on his walls. And Obama has paintings made of urine and semen of a creep that's a Satanist. He had his portrait painted in urine and semen mixed in the paint. These people are creeps. So I'm going to touch on that pedophile story just in case the harassment, quote unquote, and the destruction of my computer, quote unquote, had something to do with that. Yes, I'm going to discuss more of it in 2018. And I hope more people start discussing it. And I hope more busts comes out of it. And I hope Donald Trump busts the hell out of you people. Because he's after you pedophiles. That's the reason you're attacking him. The Washington pedos. That article I was reading, and this is off memory, and I'm going to dig them up during this podcast. 23% of Washington, D.C. is involved in pedophilia. Now, that's what they admit to. But that's what the article that I said. I mean, that I read just a few minutes ago, and I'm going to pull it up again. Here for the podcast, 23% of Washington, over 23% of Washington is in, Washington D.C. is involved with pedophilia and pedophile rings. And that's disgusting. Bill Clinton was in cahoots with the guy who was doing the Lolita Express, going to the island, Lolita Island or whatever it's called. Bill Clinton was on that island. Hillary Clinton was on that island. It kind of makes you wonder if this creep here is connected to this house. Might be involved with that Southern Mafia. You never know. He sure is content on harassing us. He's got a motive. He's got a motive. I don't know I've said all along, that family lived there in 2013 with all the spooks and stuff going on up here on this area. I'd like to see their voting record. I'd like to see what they voted for. I'd like to see if they voted for Barack H. Obama in them elections. I'd like to see what he votes for. I'd like to see if he's connected to the Democrats. I would like to say his name so people could look him up and see if he's connected to the Democrats, but I'm not going to say his name. But, if he is, may God come against him. May God continue to come against the Democrats. May God continue to bring them down. And let Donald Trump just be the beginning of their falls. I'm going to take a little break, and I'm going to go through some more of my podcast, and I'm going to see what my main subjects were throughout the year. Two subjects that I discussed on my podcast this year, I don't even have to look back on my history, was Kim Jong-un of North Korea, radical Islam, terrorism, the connection between Islam and the Quran and terrorism and how they go hand in hand. About how Islam and radicalism, there's not really a difference. The only difference is between the people that believe in radicalism and the lax, don't even know what they believe. They've just been raised up to believe in God, Muslims. And I heard this on a podcast, on an atheist podcast. I cannot stand atheists. I hate them. I hate how they talk. I hate how they're sarcastic towards God. But one thing, I was glad that I listened. I tolerated him just a little bit. And he was making me nauseous. Like he started in, they had this one Muslim going on about how Jesus never died on the cross. And how it was, they crucified Judas. God gave them Judas and took away, Allah gave them Judas and took away Jesus, and he was never crucified, and they crucified the one that betrayed Jesus. That's the Muslim tale of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. But if you take away the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, you take away his deity. You take away that he's God. But anyway, that's not what I am discussing here. What I am going to mainly discuss here is the fact that what I mainly discussed on my podcast was ISIS, the destruction of ISIS. There's talk that they're rebooting. I was hoping they was wiped out. I was really, really hoping that. Of course, you won't never stop this cancer until you get the truth out there. And make it hard like Satanism where you have to push them underground. Islam is not a religion of peace. Islam is not a religion at all. It's a political religious movement started by a man who wanted power. Started by a man who lived in the area of pagans and Jews and Christians and all that. And he took everything and he mixed everything he learned about. He mixed it together named Mohammed. And he turned it into a political movement. And he took over half the world with it, with his thoughts, with his belief. They went all through Europe. They were stopped. Then throughout the years, they kept on, the Turks and all that, up till, I guess, World War One and Two and throughout that. Then they started up again here with the Palestinians and the PLO. And all that, and then we had the 80s and the Irans and the taking over Iran and all that stuff. But it is a political movement that pretends to be a religion, and that's what makes it dangerous. Because in the United States, you've got the right to practice any religion you want. And you don't got the right, you've also got the right to practice any politics that you want. And it seems like you can even get away with some bad crap. Antifa is attacking trains now. Antifa has plans to attack trains. They've already attacked the one in Washington. They've been bragging it off. And nobody's doing anything about it. They're bragging about it in open. And I heard this on InfoWars. It was on yesterday. Bragging about how on Twitter and stuff and about how they're not, nobody's even doing anything to them. They're claiming they're training people to blow up trains and all this other crap. And nobody's answering, or derail trains. And nobody's doing anything. So obviously you got a right to be a terrorist in this country now, if it's politically motivated. We know who's all behind NFI, George Soros and the Democrats. The same crap I was discussing a while ago. And I don't never go into the reasons why I am suspicious of certain individuals in my life, but I don't make that public just yet. But there are reasons. I would like to know their voting histories. I would like to see who they voted for. I would like to see if they're Democrats. Because it sure would bring a lot of answers to some things. Because it is the Democrat. What I think in my head is the Democrat way. I've been hearing it since the early 2000s. It's the Democrat way. The communist bastard way. Antifa way. ISIS way. Terrorism. Rule by fist. They've been using it for centuries. It's worked for them for centuries. Until they met that thing called freedom. Until they met that thing called 1776. Until they met that thing that the forefathers started. Jupiter passed just in Saturn and them. And it says that was basically a sign of judgment. Judgment is coming. Judgment has sort of come against them. As you notice, they lose everything. The only reason they wanted Roy Moore is because they painted him out to be a creep. And he didn't have enough time to clear his name before the elections. And they might have even used election fraud. They was bragging off about bussing people in. That was a big story here at the end of the year. And I discussed it some on my podcast. I'm going to get back to that pedophile story later on when I feel like reading. Because that's one of the things I'm going to discuss in this last and first podcast, meaning that it's been recorded in 2017, but it will not actually go up online until January 1st, maybe even December 31st, maybe even at midnight. We'll see. If I've got it all ready and all together, it'll be exactly at midnight on January 1st, 2018, the very first podcast of 2018. And I still got a few more months before I'm actually a full year. But I'm still going to look back on the year anyway, regardless whether I've had the full year or not. I'm going to look back on 2017. 2017 was a good year and a bad year. Good year meaning we had a lot of wins. But bad too. Because they're smearing everybody with Russian conspiracies and other conspiracies. And the only real conspiracy is George Soros. And George Soros funded things. And the New World Order. And those people trying to destroy this country. That's the real conspiracy. And they did lose. They lost big time when, and I hear the engines roaring, by the way. That's a part of his harassment. That's his harassment. He knows who he is. I'm going to just start calling him out. I'm going to make public records. I'm going to make private records. That's his harassment. And no, I'm not just crazy. That I just established in the last podcast, that little clip, is what we endured for two weekends in a row with this sick individual that goes all the way back to even before 2013, but it's been consistent since 2013. 5 years with little breaks in between. So, I'm going to close again. then I'm going to be right back. Okay, now I am going to discuss the pedophile rings in Washington. And though it is higher than what I reported a while ago, I said 25%. I was doing it on memory. This is a search on pedophile rings connected with Washington, D.C. FBI, 30% of Washington, D.C., part of elite pedo ring. Weiner's emails exposed huge pedophile ring in Washington, D.C. Jeff Sessions to authorize arrests in Washington, D.C. pedo ring. And that was from February of 2017. You see why they're going after Donald Trump now, don't you? They're going after him because of this whole stuff about Clinton and all them being connected to the pedo rings. There was a real story that I wanted to actually read, though. And you know something? It's not coming up now. These are all sites that always deal with this stuff. But what I wanted to read was that story that I found. And I'm going to keep looking. I'm going to pause for a minute here. And I'm going to keep looking until I find that very story that I want to read. The problem with this giant Podesta stuff is it's linked to that old fake Pizzagate story. That old fake Pizzagate story. That is the problem. Dr. Phil exposes elite government pedophile ring. That's not the story I was looking for, and this is called the Red Flag News. Dr. Phil exposes elite pedophilia ring on live TV. I've always been this and that on Dr. Phil. Sometimes I've watched his show from time to time. I don't necessarily hate him. I don't necessarily like him. The Last Great Stand. It's been decried as fake news for far too long at the expense of putting our children at risk. Finally, some in the mainstream are catching on to the one of the plagues of Washington today. The D.C. pedophilia media personality, or I've read that wrong and this popped up and it's got a R ad port. Let me reread that because I've read it wrong. Okay. Finally, some in the mainstream are catching on. One of the plagues of Washington, D.C. today, the D.C. pedophilia rings. Media personality Dr. Phil conducted an interview with a former child sex slave under these pedophile rings. And disturbing doesn't even begin to describe her story. Read on with Colgin. In the following video, right-wing news looks at the utterly disgusting and horrifyingly reality of these pedophile rings force upon children. The victims can kindle, in addition to recounting the countless abuses perpetrated upon her, specifically mentioned being passed around groups of rich and prominent men as her earliest memories. Even more shocking, her parents had sold her to the ring at birth, and she definitely isn't the only one. With the public being made aware of this problem, so the corrupted and perverted influence of these pedophiles can be wiped out once and for all. Or can these be wiped out once and for all? What a question mark. And somebody done took down the video. It was probably on YouTube. Dr. Phil, Your News Wire reports. Dr. Phil exposed the crimes of the elite government pedophile ring to millions of viewers across the United States on Tuesday after interviewing a former child sex slave called Kendall. Kendall, who was repeatedly sexually abused as a young child, detailed her life growing up as a sex slave to the elite pedophile ring to a stunned audience. As more and more Americans are beginning to wake up to the fact that high-level government officials routinely sexually abuse children. Dr. Phil helped bring the issue and the attention to an even bigger audience. So that wasn't the article that I was looking for. I'm going to pause, but I did find it interesting that Dr. Phil exposed on his show about the government pedophilia that it's not just a fake Pizzagate. It's more than the old fake Pizzagate. And by the way, Podesta and them have sick artworks on their walls and in their houses. Them Podestas are freaks. Them Podestas are pedophiles. Let him sue. George H.W. Bush, a pedophile. His father, Prescott Bush, a supporter of Hitler, and now exposed sexual predator. That was reported by the Independence Day Diet Pro. I don't know anything about them. I just seen it while I was looking. That story's still not popping up. It's actually hit itself. Let me rephrase my search. I'm gonna pause. Here was the story that I was looking for, or one of them. I don't believe this might have been the story I was looking for, but it's close to it. And it is by one of the, what they consider the mainstream media, one of the, that they don't consider fake news, and it probably should be considered, but this time I give them credit. I think they're right here. NBCnews.com. Massive online pedophile ring busted by cops. 5 Americans among 184 people arrested. 230 abused children taken to safety. An internet pedophile ring with up to 70,000 members, thought to be the world's largest, has been uncovered by police, a security official said Wednesday. The European police agency, Interpol, said in a statement that Operation Rescue has identified 670 suspects and that 230 abused children in 30 countries have been taken to safety. More children are expected to be found, Europol said. It said that so far 184 people have been arrested and investigations in some countries were continuing. Most of these detained are suspected of direct involvement in sexually abusing children. They include teachers, police officers, and scout leaders, AP reported. One Spaniard who worked at summer youth camps and suspected of abusing 100 children over 5 years. Europol director Rob Weinreich said Wednesday, the ring, which communicated using an internet forum, was probably the largest online pedophile network in the world. Corey Bassett, a public affairs official for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, said in an email that there had been 5 arrests and 4 convictions in connections with Operation Rescue in the U.S. Arrests so far have been made in Georgia and Connecticut. ICE continues to pursue the leads provided by Europol, she added. The website was shut down following the 3-year investigation, Europol said. The website operated from a server based in the Netherlands, and at its height, boasted up to 70,000 members worldwide, it added. It attempted to operate as a discussion-only forum where people could share their sexual interest in young boys without committing any specific offenses, thus operating below the radar of police attention, Europol said. Having made contact on the site, some members would move to more private channels, such as emails, to exchange and share illegal images and files and films of children being abused. Computers seized from those arrested have harvested huge quantities of child abuse images and videos, it added. Police infiltrate site. Europol statement said UK and Australian police infiltrated the site to identify the members who posted the greatest danger to children. Police also sometimes posed as children online as part of the investigations. Law enforcement authorities from 13 countries, including the United States, Australia, Canada, Italy, Spain, and the UK, were involved in this case, Europol said. The statement said Europol analysis have cracked the security features of the key computer servers at the center of the network, which undercovered the identities of the suspected child sex offenders. And after his arrest, the forum's Dutch administrator helped police break encryption measures that shielded users' identities, allowing police to begin their covert investigations. Europol subsequently issued over 4,000 intelligence reports to police authorities in over 30 countries in Europe and elsewhere, which had led to the arrest of suspects and the safeguarding of children, Europol said. Weber Wright said he was proud of the exceptional work of our experts in helping police authorities around the world to record these groundbreaking results. And that is from an article, and it was dated, and I can't even find the date on here. I don't see it. MSNBC.com staff and news service reports. Well, what's the date on it? It don't have a date. It don't have no date on it whatsoever. So I don't know if I'm looking at the news for this year or not, but it has to be because I've heard about this pedophile rings, several times this year in the news and InfoWars. And I hope you, if you listen to my show, I hope you continue to listen in the new year. This has been posted either on January 31st at midnight or sometime during the first day of the year. It's the last podcast that I will actually officially record in 2017, but it is the first podcast of 2018. Happy New Year. APLAPFNS on Twitter, or at APFNS on Twitter. At APSR Music on gab.ai, and that's www.gab.ai, and APSR Music on Instagram. This is a special soundbite to the podcast that I recorded for the last day of the year / the first day of the 2018. 2017 saw the year of the return of America. It also saw the Kennedy files finally got brought to light. The mainstream media almost completely ignored that. Of course, they yelled for years that the conspiracies were just conspiracies, and now that they come out, well, of course we knew they'd done stuff like that. That's their reaction. You also had Trump got his tax plan through, which defeats parts of Obamacare. And I saw the media yabbling about that today, or yesterday now, because it's 5 a.m. in the morning. And they're going on about people trying to pay their taxes early and all that stuff. Anything to just knock Donald Trump. That's what it's always about. It's about knocking Donald Trump. I have a feeling you're going to have him for the next 7 years. You might as well get used to him, liberals. you can rant, you can rave, Antifa's, and that was also a big story in 2017 as well. They raged in the streets. They caused corruption. They destroyed. They're even taking credit for the trains. The train that derailed in Washington State. So these dirty bastards are terrorists, just like ISIS. Oh, by the way, ISIS was somewhat 98% defeated in their territories. They claim they may be regrouping, renaming themselves, but at least right now they've lost 98% of the territory that they had. And indeed, Baghdad put a 30-foot Christmas tree in honor of their loss of Iraq. So those are the things that happened in 2017. Hopefully 2018 will be much better. Oh, by the way, Trump did away with the TPP just like he promised. We didn't need that old trade plan. He's trying to reform trade. He's trying to take care of Kim Jong-un. That little fat bastard was a big part of 2017. Hopefully, they'll shut him up in 2018. Well, I'm going to stop this, and now we'll go to the already recorded podcast. Thank you for listening this year, and hope you'll stick around for 2018. And Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to the APS show on rockandroll100fm.com. The Duck. Quack. 2017 All Rights Reserved.
Now 2018 and on blogtalkradio.com.